over 2 years ago, the Bain report recommended that 5,000 jobs should be moved out of Belfast, but very little has been done, and Sammy Wilson, as the finance minister in the north, effectively tried to bin the whole idea. So what this shows is that government jobs can be moved where there is political will, and I think it's a big step, and it's a positive step, but it should just be a first step.
Now, are these an additional 95 jobs for Derry, or are these jobs being transferred?
No, these are jobs being moved out of Belfast, so it's a decentralisation process within the public sector. They're going to be staff who'll be working in Derry, working on pensions credits, so some people will need to be retrained. But effectively what it means is that 95 staff who would otherwise be having to travel up and down to Belfast every day will be able to work in Derry as well as to live in Derry. And what we know is that, you know, until they abolished the central transfer list in the Northern Civil Service, there were at least 700 people looking for a transfer from Belfast to Derry. So there are hundreds of Derry civil servants travelling every day, and this will give 95 of them the opportunity not to have to travel, so they'll have more time with their family and more time to spend money in the local dairy economy.